Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news element sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Canonical has lifted the curtain on Ubuntu 26.10 Snapshot 1, codenamed Stonking Stingray, and there's plenty to be excited about. For those keeping track, this early snapshot gives curious users and anxious developers the chance to preview new features well before the stable release, due October 15, 2026. Ubuntu's philosophy has always championed early engagement and open feedback, and this release is no different. While Snapshot 1 is just the beginning, it's packed with updates designed to showcase Canonical's vision for the months ahead. Let's break down what makes Ubuntu 26.10 Snapshot 1 noteworthy and where it stands in the broader context of Linux ecosystems. First off, updated packages are front and center, and that means users can look forward to the freshest versions of applications and underlying libraries right from the get-go. This approach ensures that bug fixes and feature improvements reach the community swiftly, which in turn helps maintain Ubuntu's well-earned reputation for reliability and modernity. When you install Snapshot 1, you're stepping into a system that's right on the cutting edge, benefiting from the diligent patchwork and innovation of developers worldwide. Next, let's talk about user experience, an area where Ubuntu has seriously doubled down over recent years. With the 26.10 Snapshot 1, the installation process has been streamlined, offering smoother workflow and clearer guidance for beginners and pros alike. Beyond installation, you'll see ongoing refinements in the GNOME desktop interface, which remains Ubuntu's default for desktop environments. These enhancements aren't about sweeping changes, but polished details that make daily computing more intuitive and enjoyable. From easier access to system settings to improved notifications, Ubuntu continues to focus on reducing friction and enabling a more cohesive user journey across devices. The attention to detail gives the impression that every corner of the distribution has received just a bit more love this cycle. Now, performance is where the rubber really meets the road, especially for users running demanding workloads or seeking maximum efficiency. Canonical's engineers have introduced kernel and system application optimizations designed to make Ubuntu snappier, more responsive, and less resource-hungry than ever. Whether you're a creative working with heavy multimedia projects, a gamer pushing your GPU, or just someone who loves a fast system, these tweaks add real value. Early testing already shows improvements in boot times and responsiveness, highlighting the ongoing focus on end-user satisfaction. For many, hardware compatibility is the make-or-break metric, and Canonical's commitment shines here too. Updated drivers mean the latest and greatest laptops, desktops, and peripherals are more likely to just work out of the box, saving users time and frustration. What's especially notable in this release is the early support for HDMI Variable Refresh Rate, or VRR, which is a huge leap for anyone using displays with native HDMI outputs. HDMI VRR is all about smoother images and eliminating screen tearing, and having this initial support brings Ubuntu in line with what gamers and professionals want. Behind the scenes, it's a product of ongoing collaboration between Canonical, AMD, and the broader open source community. In many ways, it follows Valve's progressive push to include HDMI native VRR, ensuring the Linux platform keeps up or surpasses others in visual performance. These kinds of improvements might sound niche, but they have a big impact, especially as more users rely on Linux for gaming, design, and highly visual tasks. Of course, no major release would be complete without comprehensive security updates, and Snapshot 1 is no exception. The new snapshot patches several known vulnerabilities, helping to foster a safe, secure environment for anyone using Ubuntu professionally, personally, or anywhere in between. System security isn't just a checkbox for Canonical, it's a non-stop process. With this early release, developers and early adopters can spot issues ahead of time, creating an even more robust foundation for October's stable launch. Now, let's chat about one area that's seen some cool improvement. Support for handheld devices, especially the MSI Claw, OneX Player Apex, and the X1. Ubuntu's ongoing work on bug fixes and controller support for these devices means portable computing with Linux is going places it's never been before. Console-style controls, refined sleep and wake behavior, and fewer software hiccups. All of these combine for a handheld experience that's catching up with, and sometimes surpassing, more established platforms. If you've been keen to try Ubuntu on your portable device but were waiting for a smoother ride, now might just be the right time. Canonical's approach to monthly snapshots is more than just tradition. It's about empowering their engineers and community testers. Unlike the traditional alpha builds, these snapshots focus on refining the automated build pipeline, providing real-world feedback, and enabling enthusiasts to engage early in the development process. That means even if this first release isn't brimming with game-changing features, it plays a crucial behind-the-scenes role for the project's health. And for those who want to get even closer to the pulse of Ubuntu development, Canonical recommends daily builds as the best way to access the very latest changes. Daily builds may be a bit more raw, but they are invaluable for testers and anyone hoping to influence what makes the cut for the final version. While focusing on the here and now, Canonical has already published a clear roadmap outlining what's next for Ubuntu 26.10. Snapshot 2 is on the horizon, targeted for release around June 25th, and it'll fold in the latest round of community feedback and upstream improvements. Beyond that, some exciting kernel developments are in store. Testers can expect to see the Linux 7.1 kernel featured prominently in upcoming builds, which brings its own raft of performance and security enhancements. Canonical is already preparing for the jump to Linux 7.2 in the final October release, subject to thorough vetting and stability testing in the weeks leading up. As with every Ubuntu development cycle, there are a number of key milestones to watch. The feature freeze, when new features stop being added and focus shifts to polish and documentation, is set for August 20th. A little after that, on September 10th, the user interface freeze occurs, locking in any last-minute changes to the desktop or design. Then, the beta drops on September 24th, giving a much wider audience the opportunity to kick the tires ahead of release. The kernel freeze hits on October 1st, and finally, the grand stable release will be unveiled October 15th. That schedule means there's ample opportunity for users and developers alike to take part, report bugs, and see real change reflected in the OS. It's through this clear progression of milestones that Ubuntu maintains its status as a community-driven, professional-grade Linux platform. Canonical doesn't just pay lip service to the open source community, it actively encourages feedback and involvement at every stage. The Ubuntu forums remain a lively, diverse space where users of all skill levels can share their ideas, troubleshoot issues, and help shape the OS's future. Whether you're reporting a quirky bug or proposing a new feature, your input really does help direct Ubuntu's evolution. And it's not just talk. Historically, many suggestions from the community have not only been heard, but actually implemented in releases down the line. So if you're thinking about dipping your toes into early testing, there's never been a better time or a more supportive environment. Snapshot 1 is available now via the official Ubuntu website, complete with step-by-step installation instructions and comprehensive release notes. If you've been waiting for a sign to get involved, or just want a sneak peek at what's coming, this release is it. Even if you're not planning on using Ubuntu as your daily driver just yet, participating in this phase is one of the most direct ways you can give back to the open source universe. As we look at the progress made in Ubuntu 26.10 Snapshot 1, it's clear that Canonical is refining the recipe that's made Ubuntu such a staple on desktops and servers worldwide. With improved software, more thoughtful design, greater hardware support, and a laser focus on performance and security, the foundation gets stronger with every release. The journey from this snapshot to the final stable version is sure to be full of further improvements and community collaboration. As someone who's watched open source news for years, I can say this moment is packed with potential. If you've been sitting on the fence about getting involved with Linux testing, this is your invitation to jump in, explore what's new, and contribute your voice to the evolving narrative. Ubuntu has always stood for community, openness, and progress, and Snapshot 1 is a perfect reflection of that legacy in 2026. Whether you're a lifelong user or someone new to the world of Linux, there's something for you in this release cycle, however big or small your involvement might be. I encourage everyone to download, test, and get involved, not just for the sake of bug hunting but to help build the most reliable, accessible, and secure Ubuntu yet. As we wrap up, remember, each and every bit of feedback counts and brings us one step closer to a release that truly reflects what the community wants and needs. Before I sign off, just a quick reminder that you can find all the resources, downloads, and documentation you need on the official Ubuntu website. Dive into the release notes, join the conversation on the forums, and let Canonical know what matters most to you in a modern operating system. Open source only gets better when everyone takes part, and with Ubuntu 26.10 Snapshot 1, your opportunity is right now. That's all for this episode of Open Source News Elements. Thanks for listening.